From Ellen Sarfati. As I write this, Joanna Macy is 93 years old. Each time I hear her, I learn something new and connect with the profound sense of her mission for our home planet Earth. She started out like many of us, not knowing where to turn or what to do during a significant period of despair. I don't remember when I first encountered the work that reconnects, but spent many years reading and exploring on my own. Then COVID came along and so many Work That Reconnects retreats and training were suddenly accessible to those who can't travel, being offered online. I took course after course, eventually being part of the online Spiral Journey Facilitator training. This journey was transforming. I was a social, criminal, and educational justice advocate, a leader, a good one. Yet my environmental activism was theoretical from an armchair, mostly reading and online work. My spouse and I retired to the incredibly beautiful beaches near the northern Mediterranean border of Israel, Achziv, full of lagoons and precious creatures. I thought I had moved to paradise. Then I found my first dead turtle, and another. And I started noticing the garbage on the beaches, especially after tourists visited on holidays. I'm an incredible optimist, a born problem solver, but this one was hard. Then I began learning the Work That Reconnects practices in community. I learned what gratitude is really about, even when facing the realities of our suffering world. I began to express my pain over the suffering and collapse of our climate, to myself, honestly, and to others, beginning to connect with a community. It taught me how to see the world as it really is without the rose-colored glasses and still love it. Most importantly, I found a way to move forward. In fact, many ways and paths, including the new loves of my life, sea turtles. What can I do? I began to learn about our local environmental issues in Hebrew. I'm a native English speaker and my Hebrew is so-so, with a group of 100 or other citizens. I met local and regional advocates. I just jumped in. Then someone told me that the Israeli Nature Authority was training volunteers for the first time to find turtle nests, and she thought of me. I will always be grateful to this community leader. However, I was filled with doubt. At 67 years old and not in the best of health, I was suffering from chronic back pain and I was overweight. My husband was concerned, to say the least. Could I walk several kilometers at dawn in wet sand? Could I even get up before dawn? Could I communicate in Hebrew with the rangers and the volunteers in spoken and written Hebrew? During my first training with the ranger, I missed half of what he said, even after 30 years in Israel. The night before my first shift was nerve-wracking. I kept checking my clothes, my supplies, yet getting up at 4:30, a.m., putting on that volunteer Nature Authority shirt the first time and experiencing the beach at sunrise was an experience I will never forget. Then I found my first turtle nest. Having my find confirmed, watching the ranger lift the eggs and carefully transfer them to a box lined in sand, and going with him to the farm was not only unforgettable, it created new tracks in my brain, a welling of hope and joy that I didn't know I would experience in this third of my life. I faced the garbage on our beaches, garbage that has the potential of killing countless seeing beings, and indeed did kill those two turtles that I encountered at the beginning of my new journey. Turtles mistake plastic foods for jellyfish, food, and it fills their bellies so they think they're not hungry, and they starve. Instead of this knowledge leading to crippling despair, I talked to folks in my community and did something. I started a beach cleanup group. The spiral practices become daily practices. Then came an oil spill of formidable proportions that washed tons of tar onto our beautiful beaches, all over Israel. Our community, our volunteers, and most of the country were in shock. The authorities looked to beach groups like ours and to volunteers to take the lead to clean it up. I remember the first day after the tar began to hit our beaches here and the regional group that I joined, along with the authorities, asked for reports on how serious the situation was. I popped down to the beach, of course, without thinking or asking how to handle this, and immediately I got tar all over my clothes and on my brand new winter sneakers. minimal damage compared to the feelings of despair and fear that this engendered. I wondered, do people really expect me to lead volunteers to clean this up? Through many tears, many hours of seeking advice and lying awake, I managed to overcome my personal shortcomings, fear, language issues, and age. I was so relieved the first day I arrived to meet my volunteers and found a large group of young female soldiers who had learned of our cleanup, waiting for me to hand out supplies and explain what needed to be done. Over a series of weeks, I led my volunteers who came from our community and around the country to join us and help, just like events that are occurring all over the country. Working the work that reconnects. It is incredibly challenging physically and emotionally to clean up tar. I worried about the safety of everyone, but the greatest challenge, being authentic, telling the truth, that this was hard too. Acknowledging that it wouldn't go away, that we wouldn't finish. Yet that is what I learned from the work that reconnects. If I expect to share the work of cleaning up our world and with others, then I have to tell the truth about my own pain and suffering. This paints a grim story, but there is another side, namely the first stage of the spiral, coming from a place of gratitude. As the volunteers expressed how hard this work was, how tired and frustrated they were, I would just take them aside individually or in groups and do the work with them. The first step was to ask them to walk toward the sea, face it, and breathe, and tell me what arose for them. And of course, it was gratitude to be in this beautiful place, to have the opportunity to help heal the damage that was done and to turn a tragedy into a story of heroes. The work never ends. I thought that my activism with turtles would have a quiet time at the end of the season in October, and I would have winter to rest and reflect. Not so. Our volunteer group grew and grew, and many of them started volunteering to scan the beaches for turtles during our season, to sleep at the farm to guard the nests, and to escort the baby hatchlings for their first taste of their new home, the sea. Volunteer members of our oil spill ragtag teams became part of two northern emergency teams led by Echo Ocean. And our volunteers began participating in citizen research, gaining more and more training, reporting more and more turtles in crisis, as well as beach and sea violations that endanger so many beings. I grew from a volunteer to coordinating these efforts, managing at higher and higher levels of Hebrew, even training in Hebrew in Zoom sessions. I found my people working together side by side on the beaches. I also became a facilitator for the work that reconnects so I can share my story and help others share theirs through the courses I teach and the groups I lead online. Through all these moments of transforming suffering into action, I was hearing Joanna Macy's story and was struck by that fact that most of us have these compelling times in our lives. We just need practices to sustain us and a community to share with, and that is the work in a nutshell.